This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now, we bring to you Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How you guys doing?
Man, awesome. We're pumped. We are pumped for the draft. We got Brian Broaddus doing his breakdown this weekend, Draft 101. We're getting excited for next Thursday. Outside of just the opportunity to improve the team, of course, as a football fan and your family being a football fans to start, how excited are you for this time of year?
Well, this is just a great time of year. Of course, hope springs eternal, and I'm sure all 32 teams think they're fixing to ace the draft part of the offseason. And, you know, I've never run into many teams that don't think they didn't have a good draft right after it's over.
Sure.
And, of course, it's just, you know, it is. It's so many people have, you know, enjoy the draft. They like to draft their fantasy team. They like to draft. And, you know, it is just not only is it very important, an integral part of what we do here in the organization, but it is, I must say, because you don't win or lose those 3 days that you're drafting right there on the spot. It's a very enjoyable part of our business, getting to evaluate these players and trying to find the ones that you think are going to be the missing pieces that certainly help get us over the top. And you know how much we've stressed the draft. You know, we certainly think it's the foundation block for building your football team. Very difficult to build a team through free agency with what it costs to go out and buy veteran free agents. So, you know, it's just so important. And this year, of course, we have 10 draft picks, which is very critical that, you know, we make each one of them count. And just so pumped about what we're going through right now, getting our board in its final order as we head into next week when we're actually going to draft. So it's a great part of the year to get to be a part of the Cowboy organization and get to be a part of hopefully putting 10 really good football players on this team to help us take that next step. And then, of course, one thing we really value as an organization is college free agency as well. We feel like we've really use that to our benefit. So, you know, we're going to pick up, counting our draft picks, we're going to pick up 25, 30 players that should hopefully make a big difference.
Well, you know our standing policy here. We don't want you to have to horn your answer in or anything, but if you're certain about who y'all are going to take, we will give you we will give you a clean slater to go ahead and tell us what is going to happen in the draft.
Well, as you know, obviously, is it you know, getting to the top of the draft is very painstaking, but once you get to pick early, it's certainly great to pick up there high in terms of what your opportunities are in terms of some really high-end football players. And certainly with the draft, you know, pretty much unanimous people are thinking there's five first-round quarterbacks. That certainly helps us out since we signed our quarterback of the future just this spring. And no, he's our answer to that riddle. But we think going to get some great opportunities because of the depth, not only at quarterback, but offense in general. And, you know, we've made no bones about it, barring something very opportunistic that, you know, we certainly want to improve our defensive football team. So certainly the top end of that draft helps us in terms of what we might see there defensively. Like I said, I mean, there's, you know, you can always use help anywhere, whether it's offensive line or anywhere else. But Certainly this should be pushing some defensive football players our direction.
Okay, I love that you said that, Stephen, and I'm going to ask you more defensive football player questions in a moment. But we have you know, Brian Broaddus, Jeff Kavanaugh, Dalton Miller. They do tremendous work watching all the film, making sure that Home of the Cowboys has the best coverage when it comes to the draft. And we've got a bunch of draft heads over here. When they hear that Jerry Jones loves Kyle Pitts, everybody goes insane. What can you say about when Jerry Jones loves a player versus what the team's needs are?
Well, I just think it's he's certainly putting his, giving his view on, what a unique football player Kyle Pitts is. He's a unique matchup player, and certainly if you look at the Chiefs and the 49ers and the way New England's utilized them over the years, these mismatched tight end players can certainly – make a big difference in offensive football. And I think you'd be hard-pressed, I think, to find anyone who knows football personnel-wise in the NFL, coaches that can't see a vision for what, the problems a player like Kyle Pitts could present. I think he's a unique player that doesn't come around every year, and certainly Jerry was just acknowledging that.
So a question for you here, Stephen. I know you guys aren't concentrating with the 10th pick on the quarterback situation. That makes total sense. So I assume your scouts don't really put a whole bunch of time into, like, hey, what's Trevor Lawrence looking like? Like, he's not going to be there at 10. Are you guys looking at this draft at all and going, hey, whether it's, I don't know what round it is, hey, if there's a quarterback there, that might be our guy to back up Dak for the next 4 years?
Certainly. I mean, you're always wanting to look at something like that and if the right guy's there, as you said, it's probably not going to be, real early in the draft. But certainly we'll keep our eye on, just as we did Dak when we had Tony Romo, a guy who could make a lot of sense for us there, in the middle rounds that, with us not having a veteran quarterback around here that could come in here and compete with the quarterbacks that we have.
One of the huge stories of the offseason for the NFL in general, and we heard from more teams this weekend, has been about teams not choosing to participate in the voluntary OTAs. Can you walk us through if you have had discussions with players, if there has been any inclination to you that they would not participate in parts of the OTAs? What can you tell us about the Cowboys and OTAs when it comes to participation?
Well, first of all, it's kind of interesting because we all know OTAs are voluntary.
Right.
So that's strictly up to the players, and they certainly have the right to make those decisions. I know and sure our players have talked at length about it. One of the things, as you well know, Jerry, as you talked about how, what he thinks of Pitts, we have a high opinion of our facilities here. We think we got some of the best, if not the best, in the country, if not the world. And it's a great environment to work here. And also, as we proved last year, I think it's well documented, and no one tends to disagree that we certainly do it in a safe way. The protocols of the NFL and the testing that's involved with the players when they are involved in our football areas, it's certainly very, very safe from a COVID standpoint. And so we'd like to hope that we create a great environment for them. But at the end of the day, this is not a mandatory time of the year for our players. And, historically, it's never been mandatory. And historically, though, we still have, a large number of players who choose to work out here. And they're certainly, as you said, they've probably visited, as other teams have, and but we have a lot of guys down here. It looks like to me, I'm overlooking the field, a lot of guys are out here working out, and we certainly just want to provide them a great opportunity here to get better. As you know, these are professional athletes. They're going to get themselves prepared, and they're going to work, and every player, every team's different, and we just hope that we provide ours a great environment and a great situation that they feel safe about coming in and getting better. But we also respect it's a voluntary time of year.
Well, this is live reporting from Stephen Jones at the Star right now about what's going on in the field. I love it. All right, the back in this draft, and I know you were talking the defensive side, and that's something that, you know, CeeDee Lamb fell in your lap. And then what do? You're like, oh, man, we got this great offensive player. I'm kind of curious about when you talk about the defensive side, do you feel like you need more skill players on defense or that you need something in the trenches or maybe even trenches on the offensive line too? Would you need more skill or more more trench players?
Well, I think defensively, it's across the board. You know, you can't ever have enough defensive linemen. Certainly, you know, we lost Chidobe in free agency, so it's obvious. And our ongoing annual need for safety, which never seems to end in terms of either draft pick resource or dollar resource. You know, it's been at the low end of the totem pole there, but. And then, of course, with the game becoming such a game that's played in space, can't have enough of those linebackers who can cover. And, you know, have, as I mentioned, these tight ends are really create challenges, these long athletic tight ends. And you certainly got to, if you get the opportunity to find guys that can, you know, help, you know, certainly Jalen and Leighton are athletic and long, and you can't ever have enough of those guys either. So I really don't know that we can necessarily say, hey, it's got to be skilled or the front. But I think defensively we just want to continue. You know, we have to get better. And certainly that's one of the goals in this draft is to improve defensively. And then, as you said, if the right guy presents himself, not unlike CD did last year, sometimes you just got to be in a situation where – if he's by far the best player left on the board, then you've got to have confidence that you can make that selection.
What would you say to the folks, since we were just talking about the position, who said the struggles the Cowboys have at safety and needing safety is because the organization does not put those resources, draft or financially wise? Like, what would you say to that? Because you pointed out the team could still use more help at safety, yet we don't traditionally seem to put the effort into that or the resources into that, I should say.
You know, a little bit of that is, you know, there's some method there, but at the same time, we've made some pretty strong attempts to change that. And, you know, I can't talk about player. Well, I guess I can talk about Earl Thomas. He's not in the league right now, but certainly, you know, when he was younger, we, it was documented. We made some, you know, some runs at him, and then other veteran safeties that are, you know, really highly thought of, we've made runs at. And then, of course, in the draft, we've been right there and had safeties right there in the mix only to make a decision to take another position. So it's been right there. We just it's been a little bit of, you know, just where it hadn't worked out that we've done it. So we're not just saying absolutely not. We're not going to either pay a safety or take a safety. It's just unfortunately been the way it's worked out, and we certainly, you know, if the right guy presents itself, we're going to be ready to jump.
Steven, a lot of mock drafts have you guys trading down because if a quarterback slides to 10, then possibly a team calls you to want the 10th pick. How many teams are calling you right now to just say, they're not saying specifically who they would take at 10, but hey, if certain things fall a certain way, would you be willing to trade 10? I was just wondering, with a few weeks to go, a week to go or so, how many teams call when you have a higher pick?
It's really just starting to pick up in terms of, you know, I'm sure up at the top it's hot because you can, as you've already seen, one trade's been made. But probably where we sit, we're starting to get a few calls, and I think it'll only pick up as we get closer to next Thursday. It'll only pick up. And, you know, they kind of give you the call, hey, if our guy's there, you know, we'd be interested in moving up to the pick and may want to even, you know, throw out a few things like, well, what would it take and those type of things. So you start to get yourself in a mode where you're prepared that, you know, a particular team could call if their player's there, whether it's a quarterback they're after, whether it's an offensive lineman or a defensive player. They won't divulge that usually, which shouldn't surprise you, but they do say, hey, we've got a player or two or three that if they're there, we might be willing to, be aggressive and give you something to move up to that pick.
Steven, when it comes to trying to, and Dan Quinn, you know, obviously comes in with a different mindset, and so I'm kind of curious when it comes to a player of scheme fit or this dude's just a nasty player and we got to have him on our team, what outweighs the other with Dan Quinn and when you're having conversations about, and let's go with cornerback, like Sertan's a polished guy, J.C. Horn has this nasty nose for being a really good, you know, in-your-face kind of guy. What outweighs what in those decisions?
I think that they all weigh in. It's just to what degree, and it all goes into the mix, if you will. It's kind of like making sausage. It depends on, I will say there's, you know, different coaches bring different things that they may stress a little more. Some like their sausage spicy. Some like it a little more bland. And, you know, all that will be put in terms of coming up with what we ultimately decide is the best selection for the Cowboys. And all the things you mentioned go into that, not to mention character, not to mention medical, you know, all the above. And as you said, a guy may have a little edge, as what we say is a, you know, better skill set by a little bit, but then the guy who's just below him may overcome some of that because of his football character, because of he's healthier, or because he's, comes with some characteristics that we like. So all that plays in and can make a difference.
Did you also say it's like making sausage, so we don't ask follow-up questions because we don't really want to know how it's made?
Probably true.
Awesome.
Probably true.
we appreciate you jumping on, and I know we'll get the opportunity to talk with you again next week, so really looking forward to it. Thanks for all the insight into the pre-draft process, Steven.
Hey, I appreciate being on with you guys. Take care.
Absolutely. There's Steven Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, what we'll need help with from the Tolos is more wordplay for next week, because we'll have him on again next Monday. We'll only be 3 days away. He did use the word certain several times. That is close. Should I read into that, Corey?
I am fairly certain that into it, Kevin.
I think we got a lot of info right there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.